Welcome to the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, brought to you by Oracle Analytics Cloud, your story powered by data.
I'm Dan Smucker, and I'll be your host for the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, where we discuss all analytics all the time. So whether you're new to data analytics, a well-seasoned analytics guru, or simply curious about analytics, we have something for you. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about the evolution of analytics in management reporting and in finance. Let's get started. I'm joined today by my esteemed co-host, Michael Singer, Director of Product Marketing, Oracle Analytics Cloud. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Dan. And speaking of gurus, we are joined today by our guest, Mitch Campbell. He's a Senior Director of Cloud Analytics and an analytics guru himself, even if he says he's not. Mitch comes to us with 20-plus years of experience focusing on analytics and big data and technology platforms that are shaping the industry. Mitch also spent 9 years at Hyperion and is going on 10 years strong with Oracle. Hey, Mitch, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Glad to be here. Thanks.
So, Mitch, I hear you kind of have analytics on your mind all the time. I'm curious how your mind works. I mean, you know, when you're out having breakfast in the morning, do you look at your eggs and say, oh, let's see, if I had Captain Crunch or Chex cereal, then I could have cut 5.3 minutes off of my commute time?
Well, let's get something straight. I'm an oatmeal guy, thank you. But in seriousness, I think all of us are wired to think about alternatives. I tend to think about situations as opportunities. As much as anything, opportunities to tell stories that reveal different outcomes. And that's what we're seeing more of when we're talking about management reporting.
That's fascinating, Mitch. And speaking of management reporting, you came to us from a customer who did management reporting back in the 1990s. Is that right?
I did. But what's interesting is that business process of management reporting that we did in the late 90s is still relevant today and being used by many customers. The actual need hasn't gone anywhere.
Very interesting. So still relevant today? Well, okay. All right. Great. Let's get down to business and talk about analytics. So, Mitch, what do you see happening today with analytics specifically for the finance area?
That is a very good place to start because today we see the role of finance is actually changing. They're doing more. We like to say that people in finance are looking to work faster, they're looking to work deeper, and they're looking to work smarter than they ever have before. And cloud technology can be a driver to that change.
That's a great concept, Mitch. Faster, deeper, and smarter. Tell me more.
Well, let me talk a little bit about what's changing. First of all, there's cost containment strategies that are really giving way to investments in growth. So the times have changed. And finance now takes an enterprise-wide view of operations, which means they're leveraging their expertise in analyzing large amounts of data. CEOs look to their finance chiefs to help identify new growth opportunities. They oversee investment strategies. They deliver growth expectations. Finance chiefs have become technology evangelists, really, and they realize just how critical data insights have become to unlocking new value across their entire business.
Yeah, so I imagine the analytics pretty high on the radar, huh?
Absolutely. Many surveys show that analytics is a huge priority for finance executives, as it represents really their compass for knowing their own performance, and it guides the ship, if you will.
Mitch, why is management reporting then so important in this environment or with those finance executives?
Well, let me start by saying that analytics is actually found everywhere now. It's not just in finance. We see it in all business segments, our devices, during sporting events, games, you name it. Even in Dan's box of Captain Crunch in the morning, there may be analytics. What's important is utilizing techniques that truly bring value to an organization. I happen to think management reporting is one of those truly important techniques within analytics and why it's still relevant today. Let's define what we mean, though. Management reporting is comparing actuals and budgets and forecasts and then doing variance reporting with that. So a management reporting model is unique to each company, and many people define management reporting in a far too simple way. Forecasts are done many times outside of planning and budgeting applications. They're done using different sources of data with different levels of detail, and the iterative aspects of scenario modeling is important. And many times there's a need to connect to not just financial but non-financial metrics. So it goes beyond just one department.
I see. So scenario modeling, what exactly are you talking about here, Mitch? Can you explain a bit more what that is?
Of course. I mean, modeling is just one of the ways finance people have been determining the correct path for many years. You model scenarios, which is what drivers you need. You make adjustments to come up with potential solutions, whether it's best case, worst case, most likely. And if the numbers don't seem to be in the right ballpark, then you adjust them. You change the drivers, you run the iteration again, you're modeling. It's important.
Mitch, I would really like to know how management reporting is different than other types of reporting. Let's say, you know, financial reporting, operational reporting, or even real-time reporting. Is there a real difference?
That's a great question. So let's talk about the categories you mentioned, because they are different than what we're representing today. In fact, most cloud platforms only meet one of these. The first one you mentioned was financial reporting. So that's auditable consolidated reports, multi-GAAP, tax, IFRS, things like that. The process controls capability, intercompany eliminations, currency translations. It's a very specific type of standardized reporting. The second one was operational reporting. So monitoring and delivering consistent view of performance, KPIs, enterprise-wide scope, predictive analytics. A lot of the time it takes a centralized data warehouse, curated data models, self-service reporting, role-based dashboards. That's really traditional BI. The third was real-time reporting. That's balance inquiries, intra-period analysis, month-to-date, day-to-date, quarter-to-date, transactional levels of detail. And we find this with embedded metrics and dashboards. Users have to have real-time access to those sources, basically transactional BI. And that's typically found within ERP and CRM, which brings us to management reporting and how it's different, because it's bringing together actuals data, budgets data, forecast data, and then doing variance analysis, comparisons with each. So it's truly, how are we doing with those comparisons? And it's forward-looking scenarios, being able to have fully allocated P&Ls. It's really that navigation system that finance uses. It has to have built-in financial intelligence to understand variance properly, debits, credits, etc. It takes a multidimensional look at the business, which is really the dimensions you want to run your business by. You need to be able to have allocations, alternate hierarchies, different reporting entities, lots of different requirements.
Wow, Mitch, a lot of great information here. I can see you're a big management reporting advocate. And actually, what you say makes sense. It takes a multidimensional view of the business to do things better. What about those who say all they need is planning or financial reporting?
I hear that a lot, actually. I'd turn the tables and ask them how they would answer a finance question that impacts marketing or impacts the whole business. How are they going to make that decision without a holistic view of the company? They need those additional dimensions, those additional data sets. They need to tie together and blend data systems, not just a dashboard, but into a single model with dynamic calculations across those data sets. So it extends to a significantly deeper level of data than you'd have in a planning and budgeting system. You'd have, again, more dimensions, more members, more calculations, certainly more capability.
Yeah, I get it, Mitch. I get it. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the changes you are seeing in the marketplace as it relates to management reporting and analytics? I mean, is there really a shift happening?
Well, we're seeing more emphasis on the need for quicker analysis and having better visibility into the numbers by lines of business. As I said earlier, they really want to do things faster. It's not just reporting by finance for finance, but it goes beyond into other areas, into sales, into marketing, supply chain, etc. There's also more regulations. There's a time crunch. They need to do those iterations more quickly and having those analyses becoming more frequent. On top of that, there's a huge push to moving to the cloud, either now or in the short term, or certainly doing the homework to get prepared for that. Many organizations are considering how to move to the cloud, but still being able to maintain their same level of analytic proficiency. So they don't want to lose because they're moving to the cloud and simplify. They want to keep that same level or even get better. So can they run hybrid analysis, which would be having some data in the cloud and some of the data from sources on premises and combining those? That makes them better. The best analytic systems allow that. That's what they're looking for.
And what type of companies are doing this?
Everybody. Every industry and virtually every geography has companies that are doing that. It isn't centered around a single industry, a single area, or one segment, for instance.
So it seems more companies are going down this path. Can you give us an example of a company you've worked with where they used management reporting or analytics to their advantage?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, there's lots and lots of companies that have done this over my career. and that's still relevant today. Let me give you a couple of examples. The first one I'll mention is manufacturing companies. Not only are they looking to improve and do things better, but they have a project, and you hear this a lot in our industry, is they're doing a financial transformation. So they're improving their ERP systems, they're improving their performance management, they're improving their reporting. And what's really nice is to be able to have management reporting on top. So they're not just doing planning, they're not just doing straight BI, they're actually bringing in that variance reporting. They're doing executive level analytics. And that's kind of the icing on the cake for doing a better job with their full analytics. This management reporting is done in manufacturing as kind of the key to their financial transformation. They're able to continue to do what they've been doing for many years, but they're improving all their systems and then blending those data sets into the management reporting app. And that, as I said, the biggest win for them is that variance analysis. This is the capability to bring together multiple systems and then share that across the company using the cloud. Second one that comes to mind is in healthcare, where there's a lot of regulations, there's a lot of privacy requirements that they need to fulfill, and there's a big concern around securities. This particular company that I'm thinking of found it imperative to move to the cloud for modernization. They needed more speed to their analysis. They needed stronger encryption. They needed better security altogether. And they used the Essbase cloud to do management reporting, but still maintain their regulatory compliance in the cloud. They needed that secure data that I mentioned. Again, they have many, many different sources of data that they're pulling together. The modernization was across lots of different areas. And the management reporting that Essbase brings to them is really kind of the starting point for their corporate analytics on a daily basis. So it's truly a modernization that's changed the way they do things.
Mitch, we're talking mainly about management reporting for finance, but if I were a CMO or VP of HR or a director of another line of business, why should I care about this?
Oh, that's good too, because the beauty of cloud analytics is that it's not just a finance solution. So let me explain. If you were the chief marketing officer and you wanted to know how last year's sales matched up against budgets and other spending numbers, again, that blended different data sets, you need to plan for your upcoming budget. You need all of those different pieces together. You'd need to look at scenarios yourself. You would need to meet with finance. You'd need some upfront knowledge. All of those things are all part of doing, you know, management reporting, and this provides the efficiency and transparency that they're after. It's not just finance executives who win here. It's marketing, it's sales, it's those other areas. And most importantly is in the cloud, you're not burdened by having to wait for someone to buy more servers or to add more licenses and scale it up and configure everything. It's just simple to add capacity, to add new models, to add more data, to add more users from 2 to 2,000 really, really quickly. So there's no restrictions there, and that's a big deal. The cloud has changed the way that we're able to provide those improvements in a much faster way.
Understood. Michael, you have a question?
Actually, I had my hand up. Which you can't see on a podcast, of course, but that's pretty funny. So Mitch, there's a lot of different software companies out there that claim to improve financial reporting just in general, and we know their names. So what do you consider to be some of the main ingredients for a successful management reporting or even a financial reporting tool and platform?
Let's reiterate some of what I mentioned earlier, and I'll kind of sum them up. The first thing that I think is imperative for management reporting is being able to compare and blend those multiple sources of data. So having actual streams and budgets and forecasts and being able to do those variances. Forecasts aren't always done within the planning and budgeting application. They can be done outside. They can be done in lots of different parts of the business. One specific data source or one plan isn't enough. Not to mention that there's a need to connect to external data, financial and non-financial data sources in order to get a better view of your customer, your supplier, whatever it is that analysis is working on. Again, it's those multiple data sets that I'd mentioned. Secondly, the ability to do what-if analysis, that scenario modeling I described, being able to iterate through different drivers and making changes and coming up with your best prediction moving forward that helps you do things better. The platform needs to have built-in financial intelligence, built-in time series intelligence. You need to be able to have those already as part of the full model to understand the variances properly, debits, credits, etc. Lastly, because everything needs this nowadays, is built-in data visualization. So it's not just a single report or a single dashboard on top of a data source. It's all of those sources with built-in visualization. So you're ensuring that end users have access not just to consuming a dashboard, but the ability to do ad hoc, the ability to do write-back analyses, to run those calculations, those iterations, blending data sources by themselves, creating a brand new data flow that they can share and reuse. That's really key to what's different and what changed and kind of how things are happening in the world today.
That's very insightful, Mitch. Thank you. Here at the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, we like to end the show with a little game we call the Fast Forward Prediction Game, where I state a prediction and you tell me either green light, agree with it, or red light, disagree.
All right, Mitch, question number one. 5 years from now, companies will be measuring the performance of their management reporting using the very same tools that perform those tasks today.
Red light.
Okay.
I would say that there's clearly a move to the cloud. They need brand new tools that can do things faster, that can do things smarter, as I mentioned. They need that hybrid capability. So some of it's going to be in the cloud, but not all of it. Some will still be on-prem, but I think the modernization will kind of win. So similar functionality. It's got to be much easier, but it'll be new tools. So I'm going with red light.
All right, we're going to stick with 5 years. So 5 years from now, companies will be doing all their management reporting and analytics on mobile devices.
Ooh, I'd say red light, maybe yellow light, because it's important. Having mobile is sometimes necessary, and there might be field engineers or people who are traveling a lot that need to only use a mobile device, but it's not going to be the only solution. I see user communities wanting all types of access on any device. That's what's important, being able to do it in a browser, some on a tablet, sometimes in a smartphone. It's got to be where it's most convenient for the type of user.
All right, so red, maybe yellow. All right, next question. Artificial intelligence and machine learning will take over and allow finance and other executives to kick back and focus on other matters.
Oh, that's tough. Flashing green light.
Bing, 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 bing. All right.
There will be indeed a lot more artificial intelligence and machine learning changing the way we do business because it's important and it's going to be very helpful to doing things better, but it's not going to take over. We're not talking 2001 Space Odyssey here, but we are talking about better accuracy, better predictions, really more embedded kind of a natural feel when AI and machine learning are part of our analyses. If I could create a category, I'd say flashing green.
Great. All right, last question. People who are involved in analytics and management reporting like mint chocolate chip ice cream over vanilla ice cream?
That's a question? Come on, Dan.
Now you got to end it with a good one.
All right, you got to end it with a good one.
Vanilla has been proven to be old school. It's not the way we do analytics. Although it's got to be multiple flavors, at least mint and chocolate together.
All right, I'll give you that. Well, Mitch, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mitch, it's been awesome, and thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Let's look for more of these in the future. Thanks.
And that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Mitch Campbell. For more information, please reach out to us at oracle.com/business analytics.
Thank you for joining us. Visit us at oracle.com/business analytics.